Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Yeah, welcome back at 6:44. There are 632 firms and almost 11,000 people on both sides of the border who work in cybersecurity and combating online fraud and cyber attacks, similar to the likes of which took down Marks and Spencer for a month in April. Now the bodies which represent those cyber firms are deepening their links. They have their work cut out for them, though, given the two differing laws on both jurisdictions and the growing threat of cyber attacks, which have affected major companies only in the past weeks, including Adidas, Victoria's Secret and Cartier. Owen Byrne is cluster manager with Cyber Ireland. Good morning, Owen.
Morning, Joel.
Now, when a company is attacked by cyber criminals, Owen, through something like, I don't know, denial of service or social engineering, they often keep shtum about how to avoid embarrassment. Is that changing with the likes of Marks and Spencer and Cartier admitting that they've been compromised?
We would hope so, because it's really important that when a company is hit with a cyber attack, that they come out, they have to actually notify the regulator now if people's personal data has been affected under GDPR. There's also new cybersecurity regulation coming in from the EU called NIS2, which will require 16 sectors of the EU's economy. That's going to affect over 4,000 regulated entities or companies in Ireland. And if a company is hit with a cyber attack, they will have to report it to the regulator. So it will go public. And it's really important that happens so that there's greater awareness around the cyber attacks that are happening and the reporting of same as well.
Now, tell us more about NS2. What sort of a cybersecurity regulation is contained within it?
So this is a really important piece of legislation that the EU is bringing in to regulate cybersecurity standards across the European Union. There's an original NIS1, and that affected six sectors: critical national infrastructure, operators of essential services, and now that is being expanded out to 16 sectors of the economy. So, you know, your critical sectors, financial services, utilities, energy, but also being expanded out to manufacturing, biopharma, health, critical medical devices. And it's going to require companies have baseline cybersecurity standards. It's going to require the board to be responsible for cybersecurity. Personally responsible, yes. So there's going to be a need for compliance there as well. And this is really going to drive the need for cybersecurity across large enterprises in Europe and Ireland. So we're moving from about 400 companies that are going to be regulated to 4,000. And that's also going to drive the need for cybersecurity down the supply chain into suppliers, into these regulated entities as well, because supply chain security is a key part of that.
Now, NIS2 is coming down the tracks for us in the EU, but it won't apply in the north, of course, because the UK is not in the EU anymore. Won't that make cooperation tougher?
It will, insofar as there's a need for all island cooperation and standardization across all sectors, and in particularly in cybersecurity, because, you know, cyber attacks and cybersecurity doesn't have any borders. These criminals can be based anywhere in the world and they can attack any company based in any country. And we have NIS2 in Europe, but there's also a similar bill being updated in the UK, the Cybersecurity and Resilience Bill. So it's really important for us in the cybersecurity industry and the regulated entities as well, that these two pieces of legislation are aligning to make it accessible for companies and also to reduce the complexity and the cost of these new cybersecurity regulations.
Yeah, the other big change is, of course, artificial intelligence. AI is going to make it easier for fraudsters, I would have thought, because they can ask the AI model to simply write the code to attack legitimate companies.
Yeah, so we're already seeing this. Threat actors are using AI to develop more sophisticated tools for attacks. But even you're seeing, you know, your phishing emails that are coming in can be more targeted to individuals because we're able to scrape data from the web. So, for example, the M&S attack was a social engineering attack that targeted an IT manager, was able to find details about him online or her online. And the bad actors are going to use whatever tools are available to them. So this is creating more sophisticated attacks. AI is also introducing security risks into companies that are adopting AI. So there's obviously huge operational benefits from adopting AI. However, that also brings security risks with it around even the security of AI and the algorithms, but also, you know, people within organizations using various different, you know, chatbots, ChatGPT, that brings its own security risks as well around data protection. Now, I suppose on the defense side, the cybersecurity companies are also innovating to be able to adopt AI into their solutions, to automate solutions, improve them, make them faster so that we can defend companies as well.
Yeah, well, best of luck with the cooperation with CyberNI. And we will be speaking live to the boss of the regulator, the telecoms regulator, Comreg, at 8:30 on News Talk Breakfast. That's Owen Byrne, Cluster Manager with Cyber Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.